Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlantis. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I want to ask you a question. Would you like to have a book wrote about you? Let me say that again. Would you like to have books wrote about you? They write books about doers, not triers. I want to talk about today. To be a doer of the word and not trying to make this work. Now, I'm going to read James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. And if you do this, chances are somebody will write a book about you. This is what he says. But be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Why would you deceive yourself? For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholded himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Have you forgot who you are? Think about that for a minute. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Wouldn't you want to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in and blessed going out? Everybody calling you to bless? Why would they do that? Because you do what the word of God says. Watch this, Romans chapter 2, verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Ooh, I like that. See, and I mean that sincerely. I like doing what the word of God says. I believe it spiritually, I believe it physically, and I believe it financially, every area. And I mean that sincerely. God is so good and gracious. People say, but Jesse, you always seem to be so blessed. I'm a doer. I don't say, well, I don't know for sure what's going to happen. I know exactly what's going to happen because God's word shall not return void to him or to me. Are you getting this? Let me go back to what I first said. Would you like to have some books wrote about you? Notice that George Washington, what did he do? Did he do some stuff? Did they write some books about him and still writing them? First president of the United States. How about Billy Graham? I think one of the greatest, if not the greatest preacher in my generation. They write books about him, buddy. You know why? Because he's a doer of the word. Let me go even higher than that. What about Jesus? The Bible said the books of the world can't contain just what he did. What was he doing? He was a doer of his Father's will. I'm going to go on. There's so many, many more. And I want to tell you something. When you do something, it will get people's attention. Think about that. When you got born again, you did something, and God, came down and just created you a new spirit in Christ. I'm preaching better than y'all shouting right now. Let me just say that. See, so when you understand what God says and you go do it, see, a lot of people hear it, but they go, well, I'm not going to do it. No, you want to do what the word says, and it will bless you not some of the time, but all the time. I got to read James chapter 1, verse 22 again. But be you doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. I think that's about the dumbest thing anybody can do is to deceive your own self. It's like somebody said, and this is a true story. I knew a lady who went on a diet. She says, I still eat my donuts, but I drink skim milk with it. So it's not as fattening. Now that's a person that has deceived himself. my God. You see what I'm saying? And wonder why they keep gaining weight. Well, if I do non-fat milk, but I'll eat a box of them Krispy Kremes, when the light's on. Praise God. Now, does that make any sense? No. There ain't nothing wrong with Krispy Kreme donuts. I'm not a donut eater, but boy, I tell you what, Kathy liked them donuts, but she don't eat them unless the light on. One time she scared me so bad, I was driving down the road, and she goes, my God, the light's on. I went, what? And I was looking at my car, I thought something was wrong. The donut light. So we pulled in there and got her a couple of donuts, and she's just enjoyed herself. So be a doer of the word. Don't deceive yourself, and you'll understand the perfect word of God spiritually, physically, financially, every area of your life. You won't sin every day. You know why? Because you're doing the work of the Lord. You won't have time to sin every day. Oh, I like that. And you'll be blessed by it. So be a doer and not a trier, okay? If you got a marriage, don't try it. Do it every day of your life, and you'll be blessed. I hope you enjoy these Faith the Facts because we enjoy bringing them to you. Remember, you faith this fact, being a doer, you'll have what you say. Okay? See ya.